Coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in. Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 live in the heart of Kansas. Eddie Greer III here with the guys tonight once again for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, where we always talk about the Gator Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. You got it, folks. This, the regular season finale in the Cup Series. Still got some regular season racing to do in the Gator Outdoor Truck Series and Xfinity Series races combined. Of course, the Xfinity Series, I believe, has five races left until their playoffs. And the trucks quickly wind down their season. I believe it's three more races to go before their postseason's up. But majority of the talk here tonight on this edition of the podcast, mainly focused, I'm going to do this show a little slightly different than my other shows here. Just focusing on the bubble. Obviously, we know the regular season champions. We'll get to that momentarily before we dive in to this episode. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, it's Eddie_EG3. And of course, the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Get it wherever you get your NASCAR racing podcast / sports podcast, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, and many more avenues where you can find the 3Y NASCAR Podcast, recording on this humid Thursday evening, August 27th, 2020. And we're close once again. We're basically less than 24 hours of beginning another race week already. And Jeff Gluck tweeted out an interesting stat early on in the week. This is the first, I believe, of five consecutive night races, at least on the Cup Series side. Oh boy, prime time racing, and begins with the regular season finale, which everybody has been antsy to get to this point. Well, folks, we are here, folks. We are here for the regular season finale of the Cup Series. And last weekend, obviously, the doubleheader, the last time that we'll see the doubleheader this year, and probably 38 drivers are glad the doubleheaders are at least put in the bank for this year, because once again Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick stole the show. Once again, Denny Hamlin running down Truex there in Dover Part 1, and then Kevin Harvick there roaring past Jimmy Johnson in the final restart of the race in Part 2 to capture another win. And we have talked about these guys all summer long, and why not, for good reason. These guys continue to win races, run up front, and even though Denny Hamlin had an issue in the second race at the Monster Mile last weekend, these guys continue to put themselves in position to win races and possibly, obviously, make it to Arizona. And the flip side of that coin is, and I've been thinking about this quite a bit, and so a lot of these media people have been bringing it up, and what if, you know, one of these guys don't make it due to losing all self-destruct in the postseason, and all of a sudden don't make it to almost at Homestead. It's not in Homestead this year. It's Arizona. That in part of Phoenix International Raceway, home of the new Championship Four in 2020. And that to me, that's the interesting thing. I mean, I got to go back to Kyle Busch in that whole COT deal a while back. I think it was either 08 or 09, somewhere in there. Kyle Busch won all them races, and then the playoffs just stunk. I mean, he just stunk. And only brings, and I mean, I'm not permitting anything, but we see some weird stuff in this format, and got championship guys, championship threats, supposed to go to Homestead, don't get there. Truex, for example, rolled through the first half, and all, and in the second round struggled, and then obviously issues at Dega. I can remember that pretty clearly. Kevin Harvick, his only miss in the championship four. He had issues in the third round, could not overcome those. So we seen some crazy stuff in his playoffs. So I'm not trying. I mean, we're all fully aware what's going on, but I don't see any signs of these guys slowing down anytime soon. I mean, Ronnie, I believe, you know, one of the four guys blew it off and say, you know, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. Denny Hamlin, the same thing. Well, we all know the story on Denny Hamlin. I mean, everybody knows it by now. Even the new NASCAR fan knows it by now. The story history of Denny Hamlin and his quest to finally get that first championship. Is it this year? I mean, we keep bringing up, is it this year? Is it this year? Is it this year? Well, we're going to find out here after all the carnage. We know we're going to see carnage at Daytona. We know we're going to see it. We're not going to see the big one. And who is going to survive the big one? Or I should say, not big, really big one, but multiple wrecks at Daytona. Who can survive it? Who can come out of there, escape, and put themselves in a spot where they can possibly steal a playoff spot from one of these guys that are in the bubble right now and heading in to the Coke Zero Sugar 400, the regular season finale, where this is it. And oh, by the way, speaking of Kevin Harvick, he is your 2020 regular season champion. Add on 15 more playoff points. This four car has been really on rails, and it's been well documented on this 3Y podcast. Kevin Harvick and success that is this. If you take away, and I know I've mentioned this before on this podcast, so I'll say it again, but if you take away Kevin Harvick from the SHR, there's an average team. I mean, straight up, they're an average team. Almirola had a streak going on, top 10 streak early this summer, snapped. Clint Bowyer seems to be coming along. He was right there along around that harm bubble, and now he's driven himself out of it and pretty much going to lock himself into this thing. So Bowyer bailed out again, but yet no wins for the charismatic driver of that 14. And then you have Cole Custody, upset victory at Kentucky, coming out of nowhere basically and stealing that win there for that 41. Of course, taking over from Kurt Busch, who was in that, or not Kurt Busch, excuse me, after Kurt Busch, Daniel Suarez, getting him out of that ride. And I know I'm missing somebody from this group. A cover Harvick, Bowyer, Almirola. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all the drivers for doing our race. So you take away Harvick and his and Childers, this is just an average race team. That's all I'm going to say to that. Yeah, Almirola has shown flashes this year of running in front, but he can't close the deal out. We'll see how that all plays out in the playoffs, because that's missed opportunities there. Bowyer, I mean, you would have told me that Cole Custer will have a win over Bowyer and Almirola. I would have told you no. I would have told you absolutely not. I would have told you Christopher Bell get that win, but Reddick Bell, part of that group that wants to have that huge upset Saturday night down in Daytona. Can they get it? We'll have to find out, because only one is going to get that opportunity to say that we raced our way in to the NASCAR postseason. Now, big implications, obviously, and the way that's shaped up right now. Look, Jimmy Johnson is first guy outside the cut line heading in Daytona. And I said on this podcast last week that Jimmy Johnson was not going to win those races. Specifically said that, but he was going to gain some points, get some points on Byron, which he did exactly that. Jimmy Johnson and the call of the year. If Jimmy Johnson, if Jimmy Johnson were to race his way in Saturday night at Daytona, circle that call right there by Cliff Daniels. Two tires. I thought for damn sure he was going to go straight backwards, but the car, he had a fast car, man. He had a competitive car. Not only that, fast car. It was moving through the field there for that 48 team. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, circle that moment right there. Cliff Daniels putting Jimmy Johnson in possession to possibly get himself in. He is right there within striking distance of getting himself in. And he's got a win here already at Daytona, the Daytona 500 champ a while back. So you add him to the mix there for the 48 of Jimmy Johnson. So yeah, Jimmy Johnson now comes in here with some confidence. And obviously everyone wants to see him go out at least with a win on top of his belt. Well, he has 11 races to do that. That includes this weekend. I mean, anybody can win this race. So, you know, you throw him in to the hat as well in that situation. And then you go to this guy who won the Clash earlier this year, which seems like a lifetime ago, Eric Jones. Yeah, we're not going to talk about, other than Jimmy Johnson, who's four out from DiBenedetto, who's falling like a rock. Get to him in a moment, but in a little bit. But Eric Jones won the Clash earlier this year, and you got to go back. For some reason, this cat right here knows how to be there. And he finished almost being Blaney to the line there. At the last time we're at Super Speedway track, it was Eric Jones beating Bing with Ryan Blaney there, falling short at that plate track right there. And speaking of which, yeah, thanks for the reminder there. I got to get my other picks in here before to close out. So definitely I'll do that after the show. Sorry, random note there. But yes, absolutely, Eric Jones. This guy right here, obviously out of a ride. So this will just add on. This will add on to the disappointment if he can't get it done. This is a guy's already got a win, or actually, really two wins at Daytona. If you count the Clash, you gotta go back to a few years ago there, getting the win over teammate Truex there in this race. Probably when it was in the summertime. It's still kind of in the summertime, but it's late summer for the Coke Zero Sugar 400. So Eric Jones, we know the story here. He's gonna have to go after and ball out and drive his butt off if he's gonna have a chance to get in there, get up in there, and steal a spot from either Byron or Benedetto, obviously, and then Tyler Reddick, who led laps at Dega a couple months ago there. He's gonna need to do something. I already mentioned about Bell, Chris Buescher, and Bubba Wallace, Michael McDowell, who gets around here pretty good as well. And the one obvious that I've not mentioned so far, Ricky Stenhouse, whatever you want to call him, Stenhouse Jr. Whew. This guy sat on the pole for the Daytona 500 earlier this year, was ran very strongly throughout this race. This is a guy could blow it up. Who could really blow it up besides Eric Jones? This guy right here, 47 car, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Brian Powell. You know they're gonna this JTG Doherty car, Chevy, is gonna be fast on Saturday night. And you figure that this guy, if anybody's gonna make bonehead moves, daring moves, it's gonna be this cat right here, the 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's gonna be all up in it, and definitely we're gonna see some. We're gonna see some bold ass moves from the Cup side. There's just no way around. I mean, this is it, and that's the fear. If you're Byron or DiBenedetto, right there, DiBenedetto has a 100 point advantage with three to go. Now he's single digits, finishing 20th spot in Dover 2. Had a rough weekend, so and I'm gonna get to him in a moment. I got something for him, but yeah, absolutely, this 47 car is going to be a huge player, and that's got to scare some people. That's got to scare the 48. That's got to scare 24. Anybody that's in that boat. So definitely, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. When it comes down to business Saturday night, he He's gonna put it out there, that's for sure. So we know, seeing that 47 car, he ain't afraid to put it where nobody can put their cars on the speedway track. So definitely, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., keep an eye on that 47 blue and white Clorox Chevy for JTG Saturday night, because I think, obviously, I might as well just put him as the X Factor. He's going to be that guy that's going to force everybody's hand. So, and yeah, points, stage points, yeah, like I said, Jimmy Johnson's the only guy that can point his way in. Everybody else is going to be shooting for that game buzzer beating victory at Daytona Saturday night.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
On the other side of this bubble here, heading into Daytona for the Cup Series on Saturday, William Byron. What a 24 hours last weekend he had. William Byron, and again, going back to what I said on this podcast last week, keep an eye on this 24. This 24 had to do something, and oh boy, it looked very bad in race one. They're finishing deep in the field. Down here, finished 28th for William Byron. Chad Knaus, what the hell's going on there? And they had to answer some questions. I mean, that was a huge concern there. Lost some points there. And then what a difference 24 hours makes there after that. Then you turn around into part two at Dover on last Sunday. William Byron, a factor all day, finishes in the fourth spot for Rick Hendrick, and it's coming down to this, basically. And I believe, you know, William Byron knows how to get around Daytona, obviously. Winner in the Xfinity Series a couple seasons ago. So, there's confidence there for 24. So, this is it. I mean, it's unfortunate that teammates 24 and 48 have to be involved in this deal, but it's part of the game. I mean, Jimmy Johnson has lost points, potential points, good points this year throughout. It comes down to gathering up those points. This is what you're going to see in the playoffs. Missing out on points when it comes down to the elimination race there, it could come back to bite you in the ass. So this is what it is now. I mean, we want to see Jimmy John. We all want to see Jimmy, that fairy tale story, or in a sense of saying, they want to see him go out on top and the best way he can. This is it. I mean, you don't get it in, you don't get it, and you're left out in the cold. So this is it. William Byron, the best case scenario for these guys, if nobody else wins, like a Bubba Wallace or somebody like that, Michael McDowell or Chris Buescher can come in there. I'm telling you, anybody can win this race outside. If nobody else, I believe the biggest fans for 24 and 48 Saturday is to have 21. DiBenedetto continue his self-destruction the last couple of races and fall out of it and get swept up in one of the big ones. That's what they're, I mean, not to wish any bad luck on anybody, but that, if you're Rick Hendrick or anybody, one of those two teams, you're hoping that your team stay out of trouble and DiBenedetto gets swept up. Now, obviously, when it comes to these speedway tracks, that Penske, oh, they hauled the mail. And one particular, Ryan Blaney. That's right, Ryan Blaney winning the last two Talladega races there and being a factor in the 500 there. Obviously, that horrifying wreck there with Ryan Newman. So, again, I mean, yes, Newman returned there with the Royal Course there a couple weeks ago. And now you're actually returning to the real thing. The speedway that almost could have been really, really bad for Newman, but somehow, some way, lived through that and live another day. So Newman, yeah, that's gonna be some thoughts there still for the real thing. But Newman's all right there, so maybe, and you throw in Ryan Newman in there also. That's a name that we shouldn't forget, because Newman, he was in position, he was leading there, the final lap of the race, final turn there. We all know what happened there. Obviously, not going to explain on that too much here tonight on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, but Newman is somebody you're going to have to deal with here also. So, but yeah, but these pesky Fords have been awfully strong on these super speedway tracks led by that guy, Ryan Blaney. Been strong, finished second to 500 early this year, won at Dega. And you figure he's going to be a factor along with Keselowski, Joey Logano. And I would not be surprised if, obviously, Wood Brothers have an alliance with Penske Racing, so Team Penske. So you would think that all three of those cars, which all three of them have won races, they're already locked in, they want to get a fourth car to Benedetto. And Matt has said all along that the goal has to get in the playoffs. Well, he tweeted out something, some angry emojis on Sunday night. He was pissed. And he should be, because he had a 100-point-some lead with four races to go. And here you are sitting right there on the spot. Plus four, I believe, is the number for DiBenedetto. If I scroll back to the screen, my screen here real fast. Here, yes. Actually, no. These nine, at least here. Actually, no. These second. He's the first one up at the bubble. It's Byron, so yeah, but still, though, nine away from Jimmy. That's, again, you got to turn around the stage points. Stage points is going to be huge for these three cars right here. Circle it. 21 to 24 to 48. You can get stage points, stay out of trouble, because if I was a betting man, one of these stages is going to end up in wreck. That's one of my predictions of going into Saturday. I think, I mean, maybe not stage one, but hey, probably better in stage two. We all know stage three is, we are going to see our head drivers' heads go out of control and act crazy, and we're going to see some wrecks that's going to cost some guys. So these three guys right here are going to be key. Obviously, the guys I reeled off early on in this half of the podcast, the Eric Jones, Stenhouse, McDowell, Reddick, those guys, they're going to be right up in the mix. So you have to put yourself in position to win the race. Now, for points-wise, if you got to be racing now, because if a guy like I just mentioned wins the race, you better hope you outpoint the other guy. That's all I got to say, because all three of them are in trouble. So that's what it comes down here. And Matthew Benedetto, you go back to when we was with Levine last year, led a bunch of the Daytona 500 there and had a really fast Toyota when he was with Levine Family Racing, who was shutting his doors down at the end of the year this year. Unfortunately, we talked about that a little bit here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3, Eddie Greer III here with y'all tonight. Thanks for downloading and listening to the podcast tonight. Getting y'all set for this regular season finale, Daytona, Super Speedway style. But yeah, DiBenedetto, you gotta look at it like this, folks. DiBenedetto led the race and then all of a sudden gets swept up in the big one. That's all what it takes. Just, you're out front all of a sudden. I mean, we've seen guys wreck from the lead anyways. Also, so you get wrecked anywhere in this field. So if I were to put something on it, I would probably, because yeah, we all know that the tents is going to ramp up and might ramp up early on. I'm just saying right now, you're not going to have guys just riding around, because this is it. You can't have guys, it's like lollygagging on a football field in national championship game. You can't do that. And I don't know what, now I can't get back into the screen for whatever reason. But as I'm working on this, I'm talking about lollygagging, and that's what it is with these guys. I mean, you can't take it easy. I mean, we got guys up there, and we know the starting lineup for the regular season finale at Super Speedway. We will touch on that in the back end of this podcast here. But absolutely, I mean, DiBenedetto, good speedway racer, and it's time to shine. This is it. I mean, you work your ass off to get to this point, and you're self-destructed a little bit. I'm a little concerned. I mean, all this hype. I said this early on this year and on this podcast, saying, I mean, we all love DiBenedetto. We love him. And we know the story of how he got in NASCAR and things like that. Obviously, you know, the heartbreak of losing Bristol last year to Denny Hamlin, where he had opportunity there to get in the postseason there, got ran down by the 11 car. Then a huge missed opportunity there, and this is going to be a huge missed opportunity, huge missed opportunity if the Bandetto can't get it done. That will just cap off a unfortunate collapse for this 21 car. I mean, they're in position. I mean, they were comfortably there, and now you're biting your nails and do whatever you need. Unfortunately, to I don't know. I don't think he's sleeping. Any of these guys are around the bubble. I mean, these three guys. This is it. I mean, if one guy gets in, who's not even in the red zone, close to the boat, to the 16th guy, they're gonna be going for bros. This is the race that we've been waiting on. It is here. I mean, through the pandemic and everything else, but kudos to NASCAR on getting pretty much caught back up, and now we're on the edge of our seats here of getting this thing going. Obviously, the Xfinity Series will kick things off for race weekend tomorrow night down at Daytona, as we record this podcast, the night before, and then the obviously Gateway, and then the regular season finale at Gateway, meaning, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's St. Louis, WWT, and then, of course, the Cup Series ends the regular season there, and we know the regular season champion, Kevin Harvick, getting 15 more bonus points, and he's going to start on the pole for this race. Not like it matters anyways, because we were seeing a lot of shuffling going around. So, man, I mean, it's just, I would not be in the Benedetto's shoes, or even Byron's for that matter, because there were a lot of expectations between those two drivers. You look at Byron, you know, off the, and for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously, we know his success story with iRacing. We saw that during the pandemic, during that intermission during the pandemic, and we've seen some inconsistencies from that 24 car. So, and perfect example, going back to last weekend at Dover, finished 28th, and we're in. I thought you were going to be more effective than that, and all of a sudden turn around, get the stage points, and I believe Byron scored, I believe, the second most stage points to Clint Bowyer at Dover last weekend. So he's going to need that type of points if he is going to survive and either beat out his teammate or get in front of the Benedetto, because that's going to be the thing, is because we're going to see somebody do something crazy and get themselves into the playoffs, where that's going to get, I'm going to spoil my prediction later on, but hey man, this is what it is. You put yourself in position all this time for these guys, it's time to go execute and stay out of trouble. That's going to be the big thing. If all these guys get swept up, it's going to be really interesting. That's where Erik Jones comes in. Erik Jones is going to have to do something. I mean, that's just bottom line. He's way too far out. He's going to have to do something. And disappointing 2020 for the 20 of Erik Jones. Man, so all this is setting up for drama Saturday night, NBC, national television, can't miss television. Of course, we've got to be aware of the rain. I know it's late in the summer and we're approaching fall, but this is where we're at right here. So definitely, this is it. 21 car, can DiBenedetto get there? We're going to find out, folks, for sure. So, man, DiBenedetto, terrible weekend and losing all those points. He was about 100 points out at Kansas, I believe. The Kansas started his whole downfall, where he got in that wreck on the backstretch. And from there, just, I mean, yeah, he had a run, good run at New Hampshire, a top five run, I want to say, or top 10 run there. But obviously, bad break, and now you're sitting there wondering, can you survive? It's going to be some white knuckle laps, 160 laps to survive, and you have to defend off the seventh time. Jimmy Johnson and William Byron and everybody else, good luck to you, son. Woo! That's a handful. But backing up real fast to the top 10, and we're going to start quickly here before we take our intermission break on the pod here. Race one, obviously, I was furious. And fortunately, my sweet prediction did not work. But for Truex, though, swept second place this weekend. But, man, missed opportunity again to get playoff points. This is going to be really interesting here. And I know once this is all set up, we will die talk playoffs next week on the podcast, obviously. Man, with Truex missing out on a couple more plot points there. But, man, he's been on a roll as of late here. Hopefully picking at the right time. But Denny Hamlin, the story of the year. He, Harvick, continuing to put themselves running strong. This is actually one of his worst racetracks for Denny Hamlin. And for him to do that, obviously with the tutelage of his crew chief, Chris Gabehart, man, they're on the same level right now. And they're just rolling. They're just rolling through Dover right now. Hamlin, Truex, Kyle Busch, who made a big, big splash in the first Dover race. Not so much the second, but Joe Gibbs Racing finishing 1-2-3 in that race there, followed by Harvick, and we know what he did. The next day, Chase Elliott, top five there. He was part of those picks on a lap track, on one of my lap track picks there. Chase Elliott finishing fifth spot. Not a good day on the following day. Clint Bowyer continuing the top 10. 10 everybody to death here. Clint Bowyer trying to get himself going. And he's doing it in the right direction. That's why he can breathe a little easier. Because he's going to clinch a playoff spot once the race starts. Jimmy Johnson, big weekend for him. 7th. Joey Logano finished 8th. Brad Keselowski, 9th. Then, speaking of Ricky Stenhouse, he finished in the 10th spot. And then we know what happened in the Flex race. He gets caught in another wreck there. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr., top 10 finish there in the first race at Dover. So 1-2-3 there. And then Harvick just steamrolled everybody in race 2. We'll run down the top 10 after we come back from an intermission break. And, of course, we will talk a little bit about, just a teeny bit, just a bit about the Xfinity Series and the truck series, as Zane Smith continues his upcoming party in the summertime in August. You're listening to 3 Wide. We'll be back.
From the land of the purple, the 3 Wide podcast with EG3 will be right back.
For the 3Wide NASCAR podcast from the land, heartland of Kansas, Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple. For those of you wondering, yes, there's two Manhattans. Manhattan, New York, obviously the bigger one, and obviously the little one here out, way out here in the Midwest of Manhattan, Kansas, recording on this Thursday night. This episode, of course, will be out tomorrow morning, getting you set for racing at Daytona under lights. And let's not forget about the trucks in St. Louis, which is 6 hours away from where we're at. Kevin Harvick, whopping 223 laps. A spanking on the field. Another win for Kevin Harvick. 7 wins, leading Denny Hamlin 6. So the back and forth train continues between the 4 and the 11. As I mentioned, first half of the podcast, Martin Truex Jr. sweeping Position number two, second, Jimmy Johnson. The call of the year, if Jimmy were to race his way in Saturday night. Third place for Jimmy Johnson. William Byron, of course, fourth. We've well talked about that. And let's not forget about, let's give a call to this 88, Alex Bowman. He's been nowhere to be found ever since he was a house of fire. And yes, I've said this on this podcast. Yes, I know. But he started as a house of fire. And we look at, uh-oh. And if somebody had nerve to say, Alex Bowman, championship four favorite? Hell no. He's not championship four. He ain't championship four favorite. not now, but we'll see. I mean, these playoffs get weird, and the way this year's been going, we might see something weird. It would not surprise me. But Bowman, he needs to wake up, and time is now for that team. But, and obviously, they were strong at Daytona last year. Bowman finishing fifth. Logano, top tens in both races there, sitting there in sixth. Eric Almirola, seventh. And, yeah, he cost Truex a win there in round one. And didn't even talk about that. And, like I said, I'm not going to talk about it any further because I was furious after race one was over. Brad Keselowski, eighth. Austin Dillon, RCR, ninth. And Cole Custer, who I talked about a little bit earlier on his podcast tonight, Cole Custer stealing a spot from a Jimmy Johnson or an Eric Jones this year with his win at Kentucky. Round to the top 10. Cole Custer, this 41 for Stutthaas Racing, is starting to get a little bit more consistency. And that we're starting to see him early on. He was really struggling. This dude was struggling. I mean, yeah, he won a bunch of races in the Xfinity Series race last year. Part of that big three was C. Bell and Reddick. But yeah, all of a sudden, Cole Custer, he put together a couple good finishes and then had that huge upset win at Kentucky. And ever since then, this team has turned the corner. So, I mean, again, like I said, word stuff can happen. I know we're going to talk about more about playoffs once this field is set here after the checkered flags fall and who survives the carnage at Daytona. Custer in the 10th spot and Kyle Busch still. And like I said, this is going to be really interesting with these points. I know I'm going way ahead of myself here, but Kyle Busch, we're not used to seeing, when it comes to the point stage of the season, we're used to seeing Kyle Busch, Truex have a lot of points and whatnot. But it's going to be interesting, man, to see where this goes. I know Truex has been really hot as of late. So, I mean, and it's not even throwing in the top 10 points, too. So, you put them in it, and hey, it's all about winning when we get to the playoffs. And it starts right now with the regular season finale. It's all about getting in and putting yourself in position to get the W. So that's where we stand now. Now, those of you interested in tuning in, this is a must-see race, folks. Must-see race. You cannot miss this. Coke Zero Sugar 400 on NBC. 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. Again, I'm going to put this in there just in case, weather permitting. You know, got to be aware of the thunderstorms and rain. Unfortunately, hey, I mean, still late in the summertime. That's the way it's getting with things getting switched around a little bit. Daytona, and we saw Denny Hamlin win the Daytona 500 all the way back in February to start off the year. Now, to cap it, who will win the regular season finale and potentially swing for the fences and hit a grand slam, game winner, grand slam to win it and get themselves in the playoffs and steal a spot. It's all about that, folks. You get all the sponsors. You get all the attention for the time you're there. It's all about that. You get a lot of attention. Sponsors will be happy. It's a big damn deal. I don't need to tell that to anybody. It's a big damn deal for these teams. So definitely win. And it'll be a huge miss if, again, Jimmy Johnson, you know, the story of 2020, you know, missing the race because of COVID and everything else, unfortunately, there. And the highs and lows, definitely that team there. And they can build on that top, back-to-back top 10 runs there at Dover and put yourself in the spot there. I think Jimmy's going to let it hang out. It's all for broke now. You can't hang back now. It's all for broke. These guys, that goes for everybody. DeBenedetto, this is it. This is what you work for. You sign a one-year contract. to get in the playoffs. This is going to be the, and you're in good equipment, so that's going to be up for debate. You can't get it done. So there was a lot of hype around him. He'll win a race and all that, but we ain't seen it yet from him. So that, and we ain't buying both of them in that same character. We ain't seen it from him. We ain't seen it from Dini Benedetto. I mean, yeah, we've seen flashes of it this year, but as of lately, it is stunk. So, and I wouldn't put it past that. I would not put it past a Stenhouse, a Reddick, a Bo Wallace, a McDowell, somebody like that can come up there and set himself up for something spectacular. A Newman, throw him in there. So, again, this thing is must-see TV. I mean, this is what it's going to come down to on Saturday. It's going to come down to stage points. Like I said in the first half of the show, it's going to be crucial for those three teams. That's where everybody's going to be paying attention to, and, of course, the rest of the field. We know pretty much 95% of the field is going to be in the playoffs. We know that, led by the Harvick-Hamlin show. That's that's what we're going to call this, who those guys have been steamrolling. They rolled through the Monster Mile last weekend. So, and of course, Denny Hamlin again, once again, won Daytona. So, we'll see what happens there. And they're going to be wanting more stage points and whatnot. So, they are trying to make up a gap from Harvick, who's gobbled up the 15 points for winning, clinching the racing title. So, all for naught, man. This is going to be something to watch for. And I believe when I was looking at averages earlier on before hopping on this podcast, I don't have the note in front of me now. It's going to be something. Stenhouse G was right up there in the mix. So definitely, you know, you're going to have to go up there and try to let it hang out. Got to go all out. So the playoffs start now for those guys. if they're going to have a taste of an opportunity to race for a championship or even to make a deep run in the postseason. All right, folks, I'm going to squeeze this in here real quick.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Justin Allgaier finally gets in the victory lane after we basically begged him. I begged him. it's my doing, folks. I begged him to get in victory lane and finally gets it done. Justin Allgaier. Huge win for him and that team right there, scoring the win there over red-hot Austin Cindric last weekend at Dover. Ross Chastain finishing third. Noah Gregson fourth. Harrison Burton, your top five there, and cap off the top 10 here real fast. Riley Herbst, Jeb Burton, Justin Haley, Michael Annette, and Chase Briscoe, who had a rally back from early issues there, from spinning out, hitting the wall, not a ton there, but damage to the sprinter, and all of a sudden, rally back like he has done time and time again this year to finish in the top 10. But Justin Allgaier, big deal, man. Finally getting himself in the victory lane, and now you go to one of your favorite places where you know you're going to see that same car running up front. He's pretty good at Daytona, so I think he's going to be a factor right up in there again, trying to mix it up with those cars from Colleague Racing, who you know are going to be fast on the racetrack. So a huge win for Justin Allgaier there. But next day, Chase Briscoe basically calling his number, saying, I'm going to win this race, telling his wife Marissa that. Apparently, and he went out and called a shot, and he got it done over Ross Chastain. Solid weekend for that 10 car there. And Ross Chastain, oh, by the way, won the Xfinity Series race at Daytona last year. And actually, when you look at it, he won two to three. He won at both places. He won at St. Louis with Nice Motorsports last year in dominating fashion. He came to Daytona hungry and a dog, won there as well. And, of course, Justin Haley upsets at Daytona last year with Spire Motorsports, who bought the Levine Family Racing charter. So there is that you got to play in the factor. So Chastain, somebody you're going to pay attention to, obviously. Cindric, whew, that's his worst finish there in some like 8-9 races there. Third place for Austin Cindric, who has been on a house of fire. And it wouldn't be put it past him. I know he won the road course now a couple weeks ago, we were just over there. Wouldn't put it past him to see, and again, wouldn't put it past him if he's going to be up in the mix when the night's over in the Xfinity Series race tomorrow night. I'm just saying. Brandon Jones, fourth. Daniel Hemric, Noah Gregson, Justin Allgaier after that win the following day. Michael Annette, Riley Hurst, and Brett Moffitt in that 0-2 Chevy finishing in the 10th spot right there. Briscoe, by the way, sixth win this year. But he's still going to have to make some. He's going to have to hope that Cindric self-destructs or gets involved in a couple of wrecks there if he's going to catch him for the regular season title right now. But the way that Cindric's been running, dude has been on cloud nine, man. He's been just been rolling off. And the gap between it's just like him and Harvick. That's not what I'm looking for. That's like him and Harvick 3.0, pretty much. These guys have been up on the class of the field all year long. Cindric 62 heading into tomorrow night's race at Daytona. Noah Gregson, Ross Chastain, Justin Allgaier. Your top five right there in the Ericsson standings right now. Take a look at the bubble. Well, the lack there is. The battle between 12th and 3rd. This could really change, folks. Keep an eye on this. Obviously, Brendan Brown. Great news coming out of the Xfinity Series. His father is cancer-free. Tweeted it out. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. So, congratulations there. Huge news there on that front. He's going to have to continue to hold off Jeremy Clements, who's still 31 points. Yeah, that might be a lot there, but if Brandon Brown were to get caught up in something there, and Clements could stay on the track, he's got a chance to gather some big points to really tighten that up a little bit. That's the only considered battle right there, but Clements, if it's supposed to the other way, then there's no way. I think Brandon Brown is going to hold him off there, but again, this is probably the last ship sailed there for those guys. So unless Ryan Sieg or anybody like that runs bad next few weeks there. So definitely looking at that as well. And of course, the Xfinity Series race tomorrow night, 6:30 on NBCSN, the Wawa 250, but powered by Coca-Cola and Rasha and them call it cars, man. Last time we saw them, I believe they finished 1-2 there, knocking off Jeb Burton out of the way. They there. 1-2, I want to say, and Allmendinger finished somewhere in there. So all Colley cars finished in the top 10, but that was huge because that was Justin Haley's first win in the Xfinity Series race going back then. There, Chastain has always been a dog when it comes to plate racing, speedway racing. Yeah, you get the gist of that. So that's the first time I said it. Dang it. So. Anyways, yeah, he's going to be right there in the mix for that to happen. And, of course, I talked about Zane Smith before heading to intermission. The kid is on fire. Getting the track position there, and he's running away with it there. Zane Smith, of course, got his first win not too long ago at MIS there, holding off Christian Eckes. And no doubt he had to hold off some hungry dogs this time around. Brett Moffitt, Matt Crafton, Todd Gilliland, scoring his second victory in as many as 3 weeks, and of course, getting some more moolah, getting that money for the Triple Truck Challenge. Zane Smith led 50 laps en route to a big win over Matt Crafton, Brett Moffitt, who finished 10th in the Xfinity Series race, finished 3rd here. He was one of the picks from Lap Track Fantasy, and of course, one of my picks here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Appreciate y'all for downloading and listening tonight. Todd Gillen, 4th. Ben Rhodes, finishing in 5th spot. Rest of your top 10. Johnny Sauter did not win 4 in a row. 6th. Tyler Anker's been on a roll as of late. 7th. Austin Hill, 8th. Stuart Friesen, Derek Krause, 3 Toyotas in a row. Back after this top 10 in the series now. And the Triple Truck Challenge ending in St. Louis this weekend. I got something for y'all on that coming up after this, but man, that Zane Smith now, we're already talking about it now. He was somebody you gotta watch, and all of a sudden, keep on reeling these wins in, has a chance to win another race and earn some more money here. Coming up, the Car Shield 200 on FS1 Saturday morning. 11 Central Time, noon Eastern Time on FS1 MRN. We'll have all the races this weekend. If you want to swap at the Truck Series standings, Zane Smith has soared to the second spot in the regular season standings, but still going to have to make up some ground there on Austin Hill, who continues to lead standings there. Switching gears now to the bubble, which is really tightened up. Well, like the Benedetto Byron Johnson, it's the same exact thing with Tyler Ankrum, Todd Gillen, and the rising of Derek Krause, who's been really impressive. Four out from Todd Gillen heading in the gateway. So Derek Krause has been impressive. So I know a lot of people have been looking at staring at Zane Smith as of late in this hot streak, but Derek Krause has got my attention. Obviously, I just talked with Gracie last week on the podcast. That episode is out. If you missed out on that, it's up. Check that out. Download it out. Part two of the conversation with Gracie Trotter, who hopped on again last week. You know, by the way, while I'm on the subject, before I leave it off the podcast, she finished fourth in Colorado last week. Great run, and her teammate won the race there. And Gracie's still third in the ARCA Menards Series race West standing. So they're going to be racing at St. Louis here, I believe it's this week as well. So Gracie, another impressive performance there. And Derek Krause continuing to put up good numbers there as well. So Gateway's opportunity now to continue that streak and to get some more bonus points there. But so yeah, Tyler Ankrum can't relax. Neither is Todd Gillen. Todd Gillen knows how to get around St. Louis pretty good as well. So that's what we're looking at right there. All right, folks, it's time for the three wide and sucker hole moves of the entire weekend. Obviously, three wide moment. And there are a lot of things that can go with this, but obviously, theme of the night, bubble night. Obviously, Jimmy Johnson, three wide move of the weekend. And really, actually, I should go Cliff Daniels, but really, Cliff Daniels, Jimmy Johnson, making the call. I mean, this, and really, they gained a couple of spots out of it because they were seventh or eighth when that final caution came out. And Cliff Daniels making the call to go two tires there. And Jimmy Johnson made it work there to finish in third, gaining some more points here on the Benedetto and teammate Byron. That's a three wide move of the weekend right there for him in the circle hole. I would go a lot of places with that as well. And man, that's, again, sticking with the bubble situation here. Gotta go. It's going to be a tag team on this one this week. Erik Jones getting in early wrecks in both races when he had an opportunity to gain some points. He came in there sub 35 out, maybe less than that, and came up on a short end of the stick. And Matt DiBenedetto, I'm also going to put you in a sucker hole as well. 20th place finish. And I don't know where he finished in the first race there. I'm not going to look it up. But that just sticks out to me like ice cream or a good piece of pizza, because that you're just gonna get ate up, and if you screw up here, your chances of getting the playoffs are over or done. So man, tough luck, but I'm putting you in a second hole this week. Is a double attack edition this week. Matt DiBenedetto and Erik Jones putting you three wide for this week on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. All right, yes, and I got to toot my own horn again because got two predictions right. Jimmy Johnson's one of them. I talked about it earlier. And the other one, well, Indy 500, yes, and this is on record. So you can go back and listen to the last episode to Mukka Sato. It's two-time Indy 500 champion. Unfortunately, we did not get to see this race under green flag condition. Unfortunate there because of a hard, scary accident off of turn number four. But Sato, I had a feeling he was going to be a factor in the race and have a chance to win. He was. And even though Scott Dixon was dominant, he could not get back around Sato. And then the freak spin happened off of four, and apparently, IndyCar said, that's ball game, folks. We're going to wrap it right here. And to Mukka Sato, two-time Indy 500. So, toot your own horn. Woo-woo! two predictions right this week on the podcast, and we're about to do some more to cap it off the podcast. I'm gonna start in a truck series, and this might not match up my last submission of the lap track fantasy picks. So, man, for St. Louis, I gotta go with God. This track a little similar to Pocono, a little bit, maybe a little smaller, but man, he's either going to be Brett Moffitt again or Christian Eckes. Yeah, I'm going to go Eckes here. And it's going to be likely my lap track fantasy pick here. Right. Christian Eckes won stage one and two last year. And this young cat, he's hungry for that win. I think he's going to get it on Saturday morning. So I think he's going to be a factor there. X factor. I got Gillen as the X factor there for that one. Turn your attention now to the Xfinity Series race tomorrow night. Man, so talk about the colleague cars. They're going to be obviously strong right up there. Can Chastain go back-to-back? He has not won yet this year to the surprise of a lot of people. And obviously the consistency is there. And the way that he drives, you got to drive aggressively in there. I just think the colleague cars, they're going to be tough to beat, especially if you're led by Justin Haley, Ross Chastain. I'm not sure if Allmendinger's in there or not. I want to say he is at the end of this wrapping this podcast. But, yeah, I just got a feeling of that 10 car of Ross Chastain is going to be up there. He's going to be around at the end of it. And then his driving style, he's going to go back-to-back there. Obviously, that's home state right there. Chastain in the 10 in the Cup Series. I've been saving this one for a bit. And, yeah, I'm going to go. And no, it's not Stenhouse. I am going to go. This guy needs something in his neck. And for some reason, I think he's going to hang around and really stir up the cold. He's going to hit the game-winning shot. I got to go Erik Jones here in this situation. Erik Jones, he already knows he's not going to have a job next year with JGR. You already know that. And so I think, yeah, I'm rolling dice with him. Erik Jones, he's going to find a way to get himself to the front and redeem himself and win, and you're in to the playoffs, knocking somebody out of that mix. Who? I don't know. We'll find out in less than about 48 hours or something like that. Yeah, so Erik Jones, Ross Chastain, Christian Eckes, they are my three picks, and one of them is actually going to be my lap track fit, maybe two or three of them, so there's that as well. So there's a wrap at that. Man, excited. Once again, racing is around the corner. This podcast will be up in the morning at some point, so we will get working on that, folks. So at Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle. Yes, my voice is a little squeaky towards the end, so we're trying to get there real fast. And 3Y NASCAR Podcast, you know where to find us at. So there is that as well. I'll let my man close us out at that as well. Let's wrap this up real fast here. It's been a blast talking bubble with y'all tonight. A little bit different episode tonight, but hey, this is all about the bubble, guys, especially in the Cup Series side. 24, 48 to 21. Who will get in? Find out on NBC Saturday night. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all for downloading this episode. Tell your friends about the podcast. Y'all know what it is. So, man, Daytona, Gateway, we're coming. And the last two spots of the 2020 postseason will be determined Saturday on NBC. For Big D, co-producer Eddie Greer III, once again saying appreciate y'all for listening to the podcast. Folks, this is it. The Cup Series side, season finale. Get ready. We'll see ya.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.